Mayor DePlessis coming to you live from PCA 2024 again, speaking with none other than the incomparable master blender of Drew Estate himself, Mr. Willie Herrera. Willie, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to be back.
Good to be back.
Feeling good.
You know, this looks a lot different than the last time you guys were here.
It does, man. It was like, it's I think it looks a little bit smaller, but it's also more open without the bridge in the middle.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool because you could kind of see everything that's going on in the booth. It's a lot easier to find people.
It's the world of Drew Estate, literally. I mean, we may be in a square, but it's also a circle in a lot of ways.
It is, and it just flows. Everything flows together. But I think what I like the best about this setup is, you know, you could look across and, oh, okay, there's somebody there that I haven't seen in a while. So it's, you know, you don't have a lot of blind spots.
That's right.
So it works cool.
That's great. So we're standing here in front of your namesake products.
Yes.
But a lot of these products, a lot of these creations in here are courtesy of what I would call the genius of the art. And it's fantastic. From where you started with Drew Estate a little over 10 years ago, the creation of your namesake brand to all the creations that you brought to market, what's it like? I mean, take it a moment. I'm sure, I don't know if you have, but to kind of breathe in and say, Dan, I mean, you have a great team around you, but you...
It's all about the team, man. You know, you can't do it by yourself. You can't take all the credit because you'd be lying. You know, you're relying on a team. You rely on your team that's purchasing tobacco. You rely on your team that's looking for new tobacco. You rely on your team to maintain the blends in the factory when you're not there. When you're here, we're still making cigars. So your team is overseeing production, the blends, the right wrappers coming out, the whatever, you name it, the right packaging, everything. So if you don't have a team around you, there's no way you are able to do this, you know?
So what's it like managing from a factory perspective to bring, I mean, we see the glitz, we see the glamour, we smoke the fantastic cigars that you put together along with your team as you were talking about. What's it like managing all these different components at the factory level, and then how does it ultimately feel when you see it on display at something like this?
It's fairly easy, believe it or not, because we have just great people in charge of all these different departments or team leaders or whatever you want to call them. So I have Yesenia in the factory. She oversees production and oversees the right tobacco. She goes and looks at tobacco. She goes and does tobacco purchasing. Then you have Luis and Joel on the floor, tasting the blends, tasting the cigars, overseeing production. And then you have Marlon overseeing quality control. So it's not hard. It's not hard. It's harder to come up with a blend, to come up with something new, come up with something different. But factory-wise, because our team is so, so awesome.
Well-oiled machine.
It makes it easier, man.
Yeah,
you know, it's as easy as...
It's got to make it fun, too.
It makes it fun. And it just makes it easier. You pick up the phone, hey, I need samples of so and such thing. They go in the computer, they bring up the code. Okay, what size do you want? Boom, 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 done. And you get the samples. So it makes the life a lot easier, for sure.
It's been great to see your contribution to this amazing company and part of your story. I had the amazing honor of speaking with someone very special to you yesterday, Sandy Kobus.
Oh, man.
And, you know, she is a very intricate part of a lot of stories in this room.
Yeah.
And I asked her specifically, I said, what's it like to be a part of these stories? And she, of course, the first one she led off with was you. And she said, look at Willie. Look what he's done. Look where he is. And
it's
she
emotional,
had a
man.
Smile, you know? Ear to ear.
Yeah. It's emotional when you look back, you know, and you put yourself 14 years ago, 15 years ago. It's going to be 14 years now here with Drew. And, you know, you're knocking in the door in these stores, going with your little box of cigars and, oh, well, we don't have space. And you just, you know, you get in the door shut and your door shut. And then to see that, and it's, you know, it's emotional. It's really cool.
It's a beautiful moment for your family.
Yeah.
And just a small part of the amazing thing that you helped build, like the amazing team that you talked about. I remember sitting in one of those stores when you handed me this cigar over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And this cigar is part of my weekly ritual.
Yeah.
I smoke this cigar every single Sunday morning. It is very much a part of me. And it's just an honor to sit here and
thank
talk to you as well.
Thank you,
Willie.
Thank you.
So, Willie Herrera, everybody, the master blender of Drew Estate. We'll see you soon, everybody.